For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. Florence, Massachusetts author and illustrator Grace Lynn has been outspoken about diversity in children's books. And this year, she put together a book list for parents looking to expand their children's book collections. You can find that list at nepr.net. I sat down this week with Lynn and asked her why she's so passionate about this.
So this is a really interesting question because right now there's a big push for diversity in children's books, which means books with characters of all different races, all different cultures. I kind of find this a little odd because they call it this big trend. But to me, it's my life. It's my identity. I'm Asian. I'm a minority. And it's kind of a little interesting for me to hear my identity as a trend. It's actually really funny because it's not really a trend. It's the way it's always been. We've always had a world of different cultures. We've always had a world of different people, of different races. And it's only a trend now because now modern media is finally taking notice of it. So I'm really happy that they're finally taking notice of it, but it's a truth that is just finally being more obvious.
And you've hand curated a list of selections of potential gifts for kids in terms of books for the holidays. Some of these you have read yourself and some come from other trusted reviews. What are some of the books for the youngest, maybe pre-readers, on your list?
So the ones that I love are the Little Feminist Board book set. My daughter is 5 years old, but when she was a baby, this is exactly what I was looking for but couldn't find when she was a baby. There's 4 little board books in a set, and each one features real women who have made a historical impact on the world. So you have a board book that features artists like Maya Angelou. You have a book that features leaders like Queen Elizabeth and Hillary Clinton. One that features activists like Rosa Parks. Another one, the 4th one, includes pioneers like Marie Curie and Sally Ride. And so they have these 4 different books in one set. And it's really great. It just introduces babies and kids and children to the important people in history. One of the things about these diverse books is that kids can't be what they can't see. So for a long time, books have not shown characters of color in it. So a lot of children of color have never been able to see themselves as heroes. So a book set like this, right from the get-go, you're showing kids what they can be.
What are some of the other books that are on your list?
Another book that I really love is one called Her Right Foot by Dave Eggers. And this is all about the Statue of Liberty. It's actually nonfiction, but it's written in a really funny, engaging, irreverent voice. It gives all these facts about the statue. It talks about how it was sent from France in pieces to the United States. But then the author focuses on the statue's right foot and how it's kind of off the ground. And it's off the ground because she's moving. And even though he makes all these jokes on where she might be going, in the end, he talks about why he thinks the statue is moving and connects it to the facts of the creation of the statue with immigration, and it becomes a really powerful message that I think everyone should read. I think it's a perfect book from kindergarten to 6th grade to adults. It's like a really unusual and entertaining way to learn about the Statue of Liberty, but it's also a really powerful message about what the statue symbolizes.
You've also put some books for older kids or young adults on your list. What's one that stands out?
A really great one is called Piecing Me Together by Renee Watson. This is really for a young adult, which is like high school. But if you have a very sophisticated middle grade reader, I think they would like this as well. Mm. So this is about a girl named Jade who's in high school, and she wants out of her poor neighborhood because she believes that's the only way she's going to succeed. So even though she feels like an outsider, she goes to a private school. But at her school, Jade's white friends get to apply to like special opportunities like studying abroad. But Jade never gets to apply to these because she's immediately singled out as the girl who needs help. And she's kind of forced / given to be part of a mentorship program instead. So Jade is a collage artist, and as a collage artist, she's always pulling pieces from different parts of her life to make a collage of herself. And she kind of wants to make a collage to show everyone that she has something to give as well. It's a really interesting, thought-provoking study on identity and how we view people and how people want to be viewed.
It sounds like a really sweet book. There are more books that we didn't have time to get to on your hand-curated list. Those are at nepr.net. Some last-minute, thoughtful gift suggestions of children's books from author and illustrator Grace Lynn Grace. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you.
This is New England Public Radio.